came through on Thursday. More than 100 people died as they tried to get to trucks delivering food. Israel was accused of opening fire on them, but denies using lethal force. Military analyst Sean Bell explains why airdropping aid is unusual.
Generally speaking, although the Hercules is a fairly substantial aircraft, you can only get a 1 HGV load in the back of it. These are usually, the airdrops normally done from relatively low level because it's not that accurate, and therefore you have to be pretty low and slow, importantly, to doing that.
Organisers of pro-Palestine marches have called on the Prime Minister to reflect on the actions of his own MPs before criticising them. Last night, Rishi Sunak called for those behind the marches to ensure extremists don't hijack them. Scotland's police watchdog is to investigate why it took several days for officers to treat the killing of a dog walker as murder. 65-year-old Brian Lowe's body was found on a remote track in Aberfeldy in Perthshire last month. Mortimer eventually found he suffered a fatal gunshot. One in eight households say they're skipping meals as they continue to struggle with the cost of living. Consumer group Which found 8% prioritising meals for other family members. Anna Taylor from the Food Foundation.
We've been tracking the cost of a basic basket of goods that meets your sort of nutritional requirements. Those prices have gone up. They still remain 25% higher than they were 2 years ago.
FIFA's president has ruled out players being sent to sin bins with blue cards in top-level games. Football's lawmaking bodies proposing further trials of the act, but Gianni Infantino has said no way. Fashion icon and businesswoman Iris Apfel has died at the age of 102. She described herself as a geriatric starlet and had more than 3 million followers on Instagram. That's the latest. I'm Matt Steele.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98FM and online, this is Beat FM.
Good afternoon, how are we? Welcome to the Weekend Wind-Up here on Phoenix 98FM.
Somebody turn on the lights. We're gonna have a party. It's starting tonight. some of your Saturday afternoon with Spencer Carter and the Weekend Wind-Up. Great pop music, forgotten classics, and some laughs along the way. Every Saturday from midday, only on Phoenix FM.
So good afternoon, welcome to the Weekend Wind Up here on Phoenix 98 FM. How are you? Hope you're well. What a great, horrible day, eh? Massive thanks and big love to Keith for a great show. What a legend that man is. One of my highlights of the week is coming in to see him. We do have a laugh off air. Can't possibly tell you what about, but we do. But hope you're well anyway. Got a great show for you today. Phoenix film and DVD review, Daily's Choice, cover from another Take 5, all your requests and everything in between. To get in touch, you can drop me an email, radio@phoenixfm.com. Or find me on social media, The Weekend Wind-Up. Be good to have your company. You don't need to go out today, not in this grey, horrible weather. Stay in, put your feet up, grab a snack, grab a drink. And listen to some great music. This is the brand new one from a certain Timberlake. We're loving this. This is Selfish.
You jealous, but I can't help it. I want every bit of you. I guess I'm selfish.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m., contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
The elements influence each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out, with two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. Book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Let me tell you. Girl, you my little boo thing, so I'll give a hoot what you do say. Girl, I know you a little too tame. I'll be shooting that shot like 2K. Girl, I know, tell him I'm next. Tell him you find a little something too fresh, I know. Tell him I'm next. Tell him you find a little something too fresh, I know. Put a little gold in the teeth and the fit good, so I took the doors out the deep, okay. I see a brother holding your seat, no beef, but I'm trying to get the noise released. Don't take my talking to your own. I can keep it chill like the Sauvignon Blunt. I'ma keep it real when your man long gone. If you're looking for a friend and you got the wrong song, baby girl, what's good? What's with ya? If you book tonight, that's fiction. I'm outside, no pictures. You want me, go figure. To the back, to the front. You a 10, baby girl, but I'm the one. Hey, to the back, to the front. You a 10, baby girl, but I'm the one. You my little boo thing, so I'll give a hoot what you do say. Girl, I know you a little too tame. I'll be shooting that shot like 2K. Girl, I know. Tell him I'm next. Tell him you find a little something too fresh, I know. Tell him I'm next. Tell him you find a little something too fresh, I know. Say, girl, I know you a little too tame. I'll be shooting that shot like 2K. Girl, I know. Tell him I'm next. Tell him you find a little something too fresh. I know. Tell him I'm next. Tell him you find a little something too fresh. I know.
Here we go, Paul Russell there, little boo thing. How you doing? Welcome, as I said, to the Weekend Wind-Up here on Phoenix 98 FM. Hope you're having a great day. Now, I just want to remind you, we're coming up very, very soon. We've got the Phoenix Film and DVD review, which is coming up, and with Mr. Mark Searby, looking forward to that. But tomorrow, you might want to put this in your diary, Xanthi on the Great 80s Show is chatting to Tom Bailey from the Thompson Twins about the upcoming tour, which celebrates the 40th anniversary of the Thompson Twins album Into the Gap, which was, if you was around in the early 80s or the mid 80s, this was the album to get. It was a stunning album, still is. Tracks like Hold Me Now, You Raise Me Up, things like that. So do check it out. He's on Xanthi's show tomorrow, Great 80s, so make sure you pop that in the diary. Now, I want to play this next track. It's hard to believe that Jules Holland is celebrating his very first number one album, the duets album he's got with Mr. Rod Stewart. And, you know, I just naturally thought all of his albums went to number one. the amount of time he's been going, but apparently not. This is his first number one album, so this isn't from the new album, but this is the track that I absolutely love. This is Jules Holland and Edwin Starr.
She hopped right up when he opened his door. When you feel that kind of feeling, son, you found yours. The age of 17, worked all summer long, washing cars and pulling weeds from your neighbor's lawn. Well, it wasn't no king ranch, but she was paid for. When you find that kind of freedom, buddy, you found yours.
when you stole that kiss
on her daddy's front porch. That feeling that you're feeling, buddy, you found your truth.
Whoa, whoa, you found yours. That living, breathing reason you've been looking for. Whoa, whoa, don't need nothing more. When you feel that kind of feeling, yeah, you found yours. Come on.
Fresh coat of blue paint on a bedroom wall turns to two little feet running up and down the hall.
Now it's plain as day
what you're down here for. You were looking for a reason, buddy.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Okay, your latest travel. Roads are not looking too bad, actually. As usual, Wilson's Corner in Brentwood is looking heavily and congested at the moment, but that's just weekend traffic, nothing major going on there. On the A127, as you leave Gallows Corner, heading towards the M25 junction, that's quite busy at the moment. There was a broken down vehicle along that stretch of the road. It's not too bad. It has been moved, but traffic is still quite heavy. Now, if you're thinking of going over into Kent, Queen Elizabeth Bridge is shut at the moment. There was an accident on one of the lanes going over the bridge, which meant traffic was being held. It's now moving again, but it is taking some time to clear, so just avoid that area if at all possible. There are roadworks as well in the Herongate area, which we report on every week at the moment, that cause significant delays, so just be mindful of that. Now, services on Greater Anglia Network and C2C showing is okay, no timetable alterations, and it's no service disruptions at the moment, which is good. On the London Underground, there are minor delays on the Central Line, Metropolitan Line and the Piccadilly Line, with a planned closure on the Waterloo and City Line. So all in all, not looking too bad at the moment, but I'll be able to update you on that within the next hour. This is James Arthur's new one. Bit of Sweet Love from the brand new album.
I won't lie, but your body's got me feeling under pressure, babe. Tell me lies, it don't matter when I'm drowning in your pleasure. It feels electric, babe. So deep, it's in my veins. I feel the pain, so please, don't play those games. Don't play with me. Your bittersweet love, I need just a bittersweet love. Not your bittersweet love, you need just a bittersweet love. Not your bittersweet love, I need just a bittersweet love. Not your bittersweet. And I could eulogize about the way you look in the red light. You're a killer, it is a thriller, babe. Tell me why, do you feel the need to run me through the ringer when I'm hook, line, and sinker, babe? So deep, it's in my veins, I feel the pain. So please, don't play those games, don't play with me. Your bitter
just to be different naturally.
At Hutton View, we are proud to be an award-winning care home which delivers high-quality residential and dementia care. Alongside this, residents can also benefit from a wide range of inclusive services. Enjoy time in the cinema, farmhouse kitchen or landscaped gardens. For more information, search Hutton View Care Home and see for yourself why Hutton View is a care home with a difference. Hutton View, a hallmark care home.
Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
At the Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
You want movies? Please tour in my circle of trust. We got movie reviews on Phoenix FM. That's right.
A round of applause. Mr. Mark Zibb is in the studio talking about the Phoenix film and DVD review. Hello, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you, Spencer. You okay?
Yeah, not bad. Not bad at all. How's things?
Yeah, okay. Okay, quite excited this week about the movies we're reviewing, to be honest with you.
Yes, what have we got?
Well, the big movie, the movie that I think a lot of people have been waiting for, because obviously it was delayed from last year during the strikes as well. So now finally in cinemas is Dune Part 2. Before
getting
I...
Getting some majorly good comments, isn't it?
Yeah, across the board. Before I start talking about it, did you see the first one? Did you see Dune Part 1?
I did. I think we spoke about it recently, and I wondered whether or not you meant the original or whether you meant the reboot. I did see it, liked it. Mm-hmm. Wasn't in love with it, but I liked it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. I mean, is that all you know about Dune? Like, have you read the source novel? Did you see David Lynch's version from the 1980s, or is it just
I did. I did see the version of the 1980s, and I it was okay. I wasn't blown away, and and I'm in the minority with that. But it was just. But I haven't read the novels. No, I haven't.
No, me neither. To be honest with you, I mean, I've seen Lynch's version several times. I still don't get it, but that's David Lynch. But also, it's not a good movie. That's the thing. And there's a lot of stuff that you can read online. It's just not a very good adaptation. Obviously, the first Dune adaptation by Denis Villeneuve a couple of years ago for me was one of the best films of that year, 2021, I think it was. Blimey! Now we've got Dune Part 2, and you know, you question like. That the first one was an epic production of what some people had termed an unfilmable book. So you then go, well, how does Denis Villeneuve ensure that Part 2 is just as impressive as the first one? And the answer is big action, more in-depth storytelling. So, in fact, there's a lot more action in this one than the
and
first
is it
one.
Is it storytelling that you can follow? Or
well, obviously, you have to see in the first movie. Because now the first one filmed with Paul Atreides linking up with the mysterious Fremen people. Now he learns the ways of the Fremen, learns and starts to lead them. So it is quite easy to follow. It's easier to follow this time because you already know the characters. But it's where these characters are going. And what happens is Atreides becomes this almost like messiah figure to the Fremen people, and this is the story arc for the central character, and it's dealing unofficially with religion and how it raises certain people up to levels that they were or were not ready for Paul Atreides is becomes this messiah-like figure, but it's kind of against his will. At one point, when the Fremen people are worshipping him, he turns to Chennai, who's a Fremen, but they're in love, and he says he doesn't like it because these people used to be his friends, and now they see him as their leader. So Paul Atreides has got to deal with this messiah issue that he's got going on, and it's a complex thing. Paul Atreides has got his own complex here. He becomes an anti-hero. He doesn't want to lead this rebellion, but he's got no choice if he wants to avenge the death of his father and end the Spice Wars. So it's a really compelling character in its own right, and I think I was just fascinated by that character on its own as to how he was dealing with it all. Still having to deal with the death of, obviously, his dad and his mother off doing other things, and then having to lead these people who he's only just met and everything else. Fascinating character in its own right. Then you've got into the mix, into this huge storytelling, this massive world where the film is set. And it is colossal filmmaking, really, when you're talking about something of this scale. It's so impressive. You've got subplots in this movie as well. There's one about Paul and Chennai, as I said, you know, they're in love. There's one about Paul's mother. There's another about the Bene Gesserit. And the big one is about the Emperor, who was not in the first movie. He's in this one as well. And what his family did to the Atreides and also to the Harkonnens as well. There's so much going on.
Is there too much, or
do you know what? I don't think there is. That's the thing.
Oh, okay.
But there is. Certainly when I was watching it, I kept thinking it's going to go off the rails in a minute. There's too much. There's too much here. No film can withstand all of this storytelling. I got that wrong, because huge credit to everybody involved, because not only does it stay on the rails, but it speeds along like a bullet train. It never lets up in its storytelling. It doesn't feel like 2 hours and 46 minutes. In fact, actually, truth be told here, Spencer, I could have happily watched another hour or two of this movie on its own. No problem.
Oh, really?
Yeah, absolutely. I loved the way that it blended effortlessly all these different plots and subplots and put it into this one gigantic plot, and it never loses sight of what it's trying to do with its storytelling. I just, on that level alone, I was hugely impressed. Then you add into the mix the action. And as I said, more action this time. Hugely impressive action. Whether it is these big scale action set pieces, whether it's small, intimate, one-on-one fighting, all of it stands out. There's one scene in particular, actually, that really stood out for me, which is Paul Atreides and the Fremen are trying to blow up this Harkonnen spice machine thing. I mean, this spice machine is huge, absolutely huge. I mean, it's the size of, like, the Death Star. And they're doing it, and it's heart-stoppingly brilliant, really. And when I saw it, it just pinned me back in my chair. It was so well done. There is, for fans of the original Dune book, and a lot of these people were waiting for the sandworm riding. I was not waiting for it, but I knew that it was a huge part of it. I have to say, even if somebody wasn't waiting for it, it's quite spine-tingling. It really is, like hairs on the back of your neck. Brilliant when it actually happens. Yes, you know it's going to happen. Yes, you know that he's going to ride the sandworm, and yeah, fantastic. But it is genuine jaw-dropping stuff. And I think that's probably the word I can use to describe the film itself, actually. It is
epic.
Jaw-dropping. Yeah, it is, you know, 2 hours 46. It is jaw-dropping stuff. You've got this incredible yet moody score from Hans Zimmer, who's a master of doing these scores anyway. The costumes are incredible. The hair and makeup is amazing. The cinematography is stunning. Like, the desert cinematography is amazing. The sound effects, the stunts, everybody working on this film was clearly all pulling in the same direction, because it is this big, huge, hulking movie that's adapted from a very hefty tomb. I don't know if you've seen the book, but it's a weighty piece of work. Like, it could keep open some doors. But this adaptation is never less than outstanding. And the thing is, I hesitate to use the word masterpiece, because I think a film deserves that title when you've sat with it. You know, give it 10 years. Sit with the movie
absolutely.
For 10 years. If it is still a masterpiece in 10 years, we'll call it that. That's fine. But, you know, films age badly. Some films age better. But I don't want to use the word masterpiece, because it's only just come out. Give it 10 years. But I'm pretty close to saying it, Spencer. I'm pretty close.
And it's very easy, isn't it, for people often to say it's a masterpiece, when in reality we know it isn't, you know? But this sounds like it's ticking every box. Yeah.
You're absolutely right. That's the thing. It's very easy for somebody to go masterpiece, and, you know, it ends up on the post and you go, yes, it's a masterpiece now, but in 3 years' time, ooh, it's not aged particularly well. You know, there's several movies I can think of off the top of my head that have not done that well at all. Instead, do you know what? The thing with this one, Dune Part 2, is I'm going to say this joins a very small club of sequels that are better than the first movie. Think about The Dark Knight. Think about The Empire Strikes Back. The Good, the Bad,
Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Raiders of the Lost Ark. Yeah, yeah. Look, any of those. Two Towers. Heck, even Paddington 2. Okay. Yeah, I mean, Paddington 2 is a masterpiece. I know it only came out a few years ago, but it's a masterpiece. I can call it now. Everybody agrees. But look, joking aside, put Dune Part 2 in there. Put it on that list now, because I just came away thinking this is so much more impressive than Part 1 because of everything that's gone into it. As I said, more dialogue, more storyline, more action, but not done in a way that's a detriment to the intelligence of the actual storytelling itself. It doesn't dumb anything down. It is.
Does it need to be seen on a big screen?
It needs to be seen on the biggest screen possible with the loudest sound system you can get. I saw this in IMAX with a loud sound system, and there was genuinely, and I'm not lying here, Spencer, there was one scene in particular that shook my chair.
Oh, wow.
I actually thought it was the person behind me kicking the chair. I genuinely did. But it was it shook the chair. And I was like, wow. Okay, this is turned up to 11. And
so it's not one of these jobbies that people sit on the train on their phones with one little earphone in.
Something. I mean, good luck trying to do it that way. But no, this is a triumph of cinema. Across everything, as I said, storytelling, action, the fact that they've adapted this, what is classed as unfilmable novel, into this incredible movie, this big hulking movie, and none of it loses anything. There's nothing lost in this movie at all for me.
Fantastic. Good to hear. Right, what's next on the list?
So, on DVD, Blu-ray, and also on Netflix, actually, there's a film called Femme, F-E-M-M-E. This is about Jules, who's targeted in a horrific homophobic attack, destroying his life and his career. Then, some time later, he encounters Preston, one of the attackers, in a gay sauna, and Jules wants revenge. So, this movie, now I didn't know this actually until I after seeing the movie and I read some of the notes. This is it's a British movie. And it's actually based on the director's original short film from 2021. Actually got money to make it into a feature-length film, which is great. You know, you talk about short movie 2021. That's a quick turnaround into doing it into a feature-length one, which is great.
Is it biographical or is it a work of fiction?
It's work of fiction, I believe. Mm-hmm. It's a movie that deals with homosexual hate and homosexual bashing, and also toxic masculinity. It's a film that is a very real depiction of what sadly happens to a lot of gay people, even in this day and age. The attack in this movie, it happens very early on in the film, actually, probably within the first 10 minutes. It's utterly horrendous to watch. Yet it's hard not to look away, because I think that's what the film's daring you to do, is going, go on, look at it. Look at it. You're looking at it. Look at you. You're disgusting. And I get that. I get that, absolutely. And the attack only lasts maybe a minute or two, but it's harrowing. But it is daring you to look at it and not feel any sense of shame as well. However, I think that's got to be in there, because otherwise we wouldn't understand what Jules goes through after that attack. He withdraws into himself. He struggles to leave the house. His friends ask him to come out to a party. He's not that bothered. He's got the look, physically and mentally, of someone who's gone through a terrifying ordeal and can't process it properly.
He's traumatised, yeah. Absolutely.
He is, yeah. So that, to me, I found really interesting. Really interesting. Then, when he does finally go out and he sees Preston in the sauna, he decides to take revenge in a very different way. And it turns out, now this is not a spoiler either, because it's in the trailers and you can kind of guess anyway, it turns out that Preston is in the closet. And the reason for that is Preston is a geezer. He hangs around with tough guys. He's been to prison. He's just one of those people that the type of people who you think, oh, yeah, I can see why.
We've all met them.
Yeah. So Preston, from his side of the storyline, and this is where this movie kind of switches a little bit, starts to include Preston's storyline a little bit more. He believes he can't come out because of his persona, because of him being this geezer, and because of him being this big shot and whatever else. He can't. So he has to suppress that. And the only way he can do that is by acting all hard and attitude-y and...
and hatred, yeah.
Yeah, especially around anybody who he sees as weak, which is not his friends, it's mainly gay men. So you can see he's taking out his frustration, the fact that he can't come out, on the people who actually he probably loves. It's a fascinating look at toxic masculinity and how it can pull somebody apart because they believe they need to be seen a certain way. All about how they're being seen.
Isn't it mad? It's crazy, isn't it?
It really is. It really is. And the film is so good at showing you this. It's so good at it. And just seeing Preston's struggles, you know, initially you hate him because of what he's done to Jules. But then when you start to slowly unravel, you start to feel so sorry for this man. And you see Preston beating himself up, not physically, mentally, for being with Jules. That's the thing. He himself, Preston, doesn't see himself as gay. He just sees himself as being around somebody who is a homosexual. Fascinating right. study. Fascinating study of a man.
Do they end up as a couple?
So that's slowly what starts to happen. You see it in the movie. But right. Preston keeps pushing away. Because he can't be seen to be doing that. And yet, in private, that's all he wants. It's just...
And does he... Sorry, I know the film will tell me this, but does he know that the guy he's getting into a relationship was the guy he attacked? Did he recognise him, or
no.
Was it just a mindless attack that he doesn't remember?
It's just a mindless attack. He's been doing this for many years. That's why he's in prison as well. Just come out, and, you know, it's to him, it's just another night out. That's all it is. I just found this a really fascinating story. I'm talking about Preston's angle here more than Jules's. Jules's, as I said, is quite interesting. How he can't deal, how he can't process with what's going on. Instead, he processes it a different way and tries to extract revenge against Preston. Whereas Preston, that's a fascinating study of a man trapped in a mold that he thinks people want to see him as, but actually he doesn't want to be. Just
okay.
So interesting. The acting, I've got to mention this as well, the acting between George Mackay as Preston and Nathan Stewart Jarrett as Jules is really good here. The ebb and flow dynamic is so interesting to watch. The way they pick apart at each other while also trying to be together. It's quite fascinating how this all goes off. And how they're struggling with their own identity, but also trying to struggle with their other's identity. Wow.
And does it end satisfactorily?
Well, that's telling, Spencer. Won't give it away, but that's telling. I will say this, is that it's a movie that's a really heavy look at bullies and how sad they are on the inside, how depressed they are on the inside. What I did take away from this movie is lots of things, mainly that I could talk about these two characters collectively and separately for a long, long time, and we would still not get anywhere near the root of their problems. It's a fascinating character study. It's a heavy movie, don't get me wrong, it's a really heavy movie, but I have to say I'm really pleased I saw it. I thought it was excellent from start to finish. The acting's brilliant. It's very well written. I actually watched this with my other half, and even she was praising it very highly. And I mean, that doesn't happen often. She doesn't really see that many movies with me, but she was really impressed with it. I'm really impressed with this movie as well. I could chat about it all day, really.
Sounds fascinating. It really does. It's one for the list. Do you know what? Some really, really diverse choices for this week. The beauty of film and TV making, isn't it?
It really is. Yeah, it really is. Yeah.
You got your epics, you've got your things to think about, etc. So, love that. Okay, what do we have for next week? Do we have anything lined up yet?
Yeah, absolutely. So, we're going to do a movie called, and this to me is the best title in the world, Ricky Stanicky.
Why does that ring a... Ricky? That rings a bell. Is that from something else?
I don't know. I genuinely don't know, but it's got Zac Efron in it. Zac Efron and John Cena are in this movie. Ricky Stanicky, it's going to be a comedy, so we're going to review that. I think it's the best title. Just rolls off the tongue perfectly.
I think that's from an American cartoon along the lines of Recess and stuff like that. I'm sure it is.
I'm going to have to look this up before next week.
Yeah,
now, just to double check. And then a title that does not roll off the tongue quite as easy. We're going to review a movie called Don't Expect Too Much from the End of the World.
If ever there was a show that's going to review that, it's going to be this one, isn't it? Absolutely. Okay, right.
Yeah, so we're going to review that as well. And then if you subscribe to the podcast, we're going to review a new Nicolas Cage movie. Yes, I know we say this about once a month now, but there is another Nicolas Cage movie. Why not? This is called Dream Scenario, and Nicolas Cage plays a man who is appearing in people's dreams.
I'm not going to ask what it's about. Well, I know what it kind of know what it's about, but I'm not going to ask for the synopsis. Well, you can tell me all about it.
I will do.
Okay, mate. Have a great weekend, and look after yourself. And I will see you next week.
I will do. You too.
You take care. Bye bye.
Miss this week's film reviews? Then listen again on phoenixfm.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.